Hey fam, I'm Jada Pinkett Smith, and this is the Red Table Talk podcast. All your favorite episodes from the Facebook Watch show in audio, produced by Westbrook Audio and iHeartRadio. Please don't forget to rate and review on Apple Podcasts.
On this Red Table Talk, meet a married couple and their girlfriend.
Thomas and I are in an open relationship after 1 year of meeting each other. Definitely sex is a part of it, but it's not the first thing.
It's a three-way relationship called a throuple.
I'm not doing it to be like, oh, look at me, because of the sex. It's nothing to do with it, and that's what men think it is.
Yeah.
And I hate it.
Would you have a problem if Willow decided to be in a throuple?
Jada and Gammy, have you ever been interested in being in a throuple? Hell yeah.
Hell no.
Have you ever had a threesome?
Are you learning too much about your mother?
I'm going to be open.
Willow, you've been so interested in polyamory, and she's been reading and listening to podcasts.
Yeah.
So here's a crash course on polyamory.
Okay, let me break it down. Polyamory is an honest romantic relationship with multiple people at the same time. No secrets or lies. A throuple is a type of polyamorous relationship, three people having a consensual romance. Polyamory is not polygamy. That's when a man has multiple wives. And it's not swinging, where couples have casual sex. The polyamory community is diverse, all ages, genders, religions, and backgrounds.
There is a lot of love. We all love each other very much. I'm very in love with Christina, and I'm very in love with Benno.
As the divorce rates continue to climb and attitudes become more and more relaxed, more people are investigating polyamory.
These are young people that have watched their parents get divorced, their friends' parents get divorced.
And just looking for another
way. And they're looking for an alternative. And I mean, even for people who are in long relationships, like myself, I'm constantly, Will and I are constantly in conversations about alternatives. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Rodney and I have had the discussion.
You know, because being married, listen, forever?
Yeah.
Forever, ever?
I think this is the scariest thought that people just shy away from. It's the feeling of feeling like the person that you love is falling in love with somebody else.
Yes.
And that insecurity, insecurity and fear just eats us alive.
Yes.
But this is the thing, that insecurity and fear is something that we need to overcome and something that we need to evolve out of and change that and transmute that into something new and different that can actually be helpful and make us love more and more freely. And monogamy, I feel, this is just, I'm not personally, this is just for me, I feel actually inhibits you from learning those skills of evolving past those feelings of insecurity and
monogamy, because there's different stages, you know what I'm saying? So monogamy gives you the same thing in a different way,
But what I'm saying is that it's like that feeling of like, oh no, like you can't do this. That feeling of like, if you were to do this, the world would crumble on both sides.
Right.
And I feel like that's just not a healthy way. There's no freedom.
It's all too constricting for you is what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I have done a lot of reading and research, and what you find a lot of the time is that marriage and monogamy is steeped in this idea of ownership. And so I feel like those underlying historical oppressive natures that were the beginnings of monogamy and marriage. Marriage wasn't about love. It was about monetary exchange.
Is that your distaste for monogamy? Is it you feel like it's oppressive to
the woman?
I feel like it very well can be.
Right. Because monogamy can work. I mean, we've seen,
Marriage has been around work for thousands of years.
Right. I think that people are just trying to figure out how to do it differently.
Better.
And divorce is an epidemic, and it's an emotional desert out here. And people are really trying to find meaning and true love and compassion.
And how to connect in the most authentic way.
Yeah, how to connect in the most authentic way.
Yes.
I don't know about this polyamory, but...
But it's not even like the word polyamory.
It's still off-putting to me.
It's more about the meaning of like, you can create the kind of relationship that you want for your life
right.
and for yourself. Mm-hmm. It's about creating a community in which there's interconnected compassion and communication and love. And it's really about, for me, the evolution of human relations
mm-hmm.
and,
for some.
And emotions.
I mean, because some evolution can come through
other
monogamy.
Things, 100%.
You know?
So, but personally, it just for depends. Me, just what I've observed in life, it just seems that way, personally, for mm-hmm. me.
So, Gan, would you be in a polyamorous relationship?
I would not. I don't think that that is for me. I'm not. I don't have to think about it. No.
Right.
No, daggone it, no.
I can't say hell no.
No,
what about you,
no, Willa? It's not. Maybe if I were younger, but certainly not at this time
stage
in my life.
Game.
I find it so challenging to be in the committed relationship that I'm in. Like, I have so much work to do on myself. Mm-hmm. And we talk endlessly, you know, to try to make sure that we are on the same page. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine that. Like, Rodney's always focusing on how we handle each other,
yeah.
how we treat each other,
yes.
how
versus
we talk to one another.
How you treat the other person or
yeah,
other people.
Yeah, now you bring in yeah. somebody else in. Girl, bye.
Do you think you can be in love with two people at the same time?
I do.
Okay. There it is.
And this is the main thing.
I do.
Love is universal.
Because I think you love many people
exactly.
at the same time.
Yeah.
Differently.
Very differently. People have to have the freedom to decide whatever components they need in order to make their situation work.
Yeah.
But would you have a problem if Willow decided to be in a throuple or in a quadruple?
I would not be excited about that. I would not. It doesn't sit well with me. It doesn't sit well with me because I feel like I don't understand this quote-unquote emotional commitment. At the end of the day, I don't feel like that's what it's really about. You know, in my mind, I'm feeling like they're just trying to enjoy sexual relationships with other people, and that's fine, too, and calling it something else. But I feel like just call it what it is.
Well, then you would just swing. Now, see, that's
exactly.
the thing. Swingers just swing. So,
yeah, so just do that.
But see, but there's not that.
Yeah,
people
there's
don't want to
so
just swing. They want to have an intimate, they want a relationship,
yeah.
and that's the difference.
Okay.
But that's why you have so many swingers.
Yes. Some people
don't
want to have sex, and that's why they go into polyamorous
right.
relationships.
But is that swing. Something beyond, if I would like it, is that something that you would
of
want
course.
To be interested
you,
in?
Of course. This is the thing. There is so many different kinds of people in this world, and so many things to learn, so many people to learn from. And I don't see the benefit in not learning those things or in not putting myself in a position to learn as much as I possibly can from as many people as I possibly can.
Get ready, Gam. Get ready.
No, but to me, I just see
get
that
ready for the
as
then
being in that you...
But your perspective is the most important thing. Like, your intention.
Right.
Because some people don't have pure intentions, and those are the people that you just don't want in your life. If your intention is to create more love, more understanding, more community, more compassion in your life, then I'm all for it. But if your intention is to just have sex all the time, and it's
with
not
whoever.
With whoever you want, that just doesn't sit well with me. That's not aligned with my purpose.
Right.
So I really couldn't see myself in a quadruple. I mean, anything could happen. But personally, male and female, that's all I need.
Well, there it is.
One of
she
each.
Says she wants one of each game. How does that make you feel? Because I think my stomach just... Listen, you know me, Willow. Whatever makes
yeah.
you happy.
And I think Willow is really young. And so
I have so much to learn.
She
oh
has
so much.
And
God.
So much to experiment
wow.
with. And I always tell her, never be afraid, because just know you have to live who you're not
exactly.
to know who you are. So don't be afraid to go into things that you might find out that's not really
that's
me.
Not for me. Okay, so I'm listening to you guys and I'm trying to stay open-minded, but my gut tells me this is a bunch of frackinackle.
Yeah.
yeah, but
you know what's so interesting though? Why it's so not foreign for me too is that I've had a non-sexual throuple for years
yes,
with Cherie.
Cherie.
When you have your husband that is taking care of another woman and spending time with another woman. It's the same thing.
And that's why I said, when you asked me, did I feel like you could love someone more than one person at a time? Absolutely, because I know that Will loves Cherie. I know that Rodney loves his daughter's mothers.
Right.
You know? So, yeah, absolutely. But I just expect their relationship to be different.
Yeah,
and that love to be different.
Right.
When I'm thinking about monogamy, like, I'm just, you're 18 years old, and I'm thinking about all the relationships that I've been in my lifetime.
Yeah. Well, there you go. It's a generational show called The Red Table. So Willow told us about this throuple that she saw on social media that we really wanted to bring to The Red Table. And they have agreed to come and share their polyamorous relationship with us and educate us.
Hi, I'm Nick, and I'm Thomas's girlfriend.
Hi, I'm Catherine, and I'm Thomas's wife.
Hi, I'm Thomas, and Nicole's my girlfriend, and Catherine's my wife.
We've been together nine months.
Yeah.
Me and Catherine have been together for 8 years and married for 5. I got that right.
Well done.
I met Kathy through work, and we met and went on a 3-way date, and Thomas and I had quite a strong connection. The rest is history.
People assume that when you have a second or third person join your relationship, that it's because you're unhappy. We wanted to just be open and honest about our attraction to other people. You really just can't control who you're going to get attached to. Once you don't have like a social circle that judges you on stuff and you can do whatever you want.
We would like to normalize our situation and normalize conversation around it.
Yeah, the best thing about this is being able to tell people that being in a throuple is a thing.
Welcome. So how did this all come to be?
Thomas and I were in an open relationship from after 1 year of meeting each other, which is something we decided. But Nicole and I were friends from work.
I heard through the grapevine that they were in an open marriage, and I was like, what the heck is that?
Right. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we both knew about each other, but we were kind of professional at work. And then we organised an event, and Thomas came to the event that evening, and we met up for a drink beforehand in this bar. And these just crazy sparks flew between them.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah. Yeah. We're both like, so, Nicole.
Had you guys talked about it before this, or was this like completely
new? I mean, we've been in other relationships with other people before.
Yeah. Well, this isn't the first throuple relationship you've had.
We had a quadruple before.
Oh, wow. Quadruple. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, wait a minute.
Yes.
Jamie's trying to figure it out.
I really am. I'm trying to, you know, be open-minded and just trying to understand. When the two of you first got together, was your union intended to be polyamorous?
When we first got together, we were monogamous. We knew nothing else, and we were fine with that. We were like, we will go down.
What made that change?
Just as our relationship developed, it just naturally went that way. And
we went to Ibiza on our first ever holiday, and these guys hit on me by a bar. And Thomas was visibly enjoying the fact I was getting attention. Mm. And I just started to buzz. I was like, I literally cannot predict this guy. I fell in love with him on the spot.
Right.
And then I brought it up with him afterwards because we were comparing it to other relationships. And you said, like, you know, I love it when people give you attention. For me, that's like a huge compliment. Also, I feel very secure in our relationship. But there's something about it that makes me feel good. Fast forward to times when Thomas has then found other people attractive as well. Mm-hmm. Like, I get this, like, buzz because I don't feel threatened. I don't feel like, I was saying about people falling in love with someone else might mean the end of the relationship.
Yeah.
I don't feel like that with Thomas. Not ever. He never makes me feel like that. Mm-hmm. He was so secure in our relationship, also very secure in himself. Like, I don't know anyone that cares less about what other people think about him than Thomas. Like,
that's pretty sexy. Yeah. Because most men would not be able to have
that. I'd never seen it before.
Would you say that there are needs that you have that these two can go back and forth with giving you what you need?
Yeah, and also that there's needs outside of these relationships.
Yeah, exactly. 100%.
So would you say that that's part of why this works? Is it because you had that understanding that not one person can facilitate?
Yeah. And it's also the other side, feeling that pressure, like, I've got to give everything for this person. Yeah. Like, what pressure is that for one person to take on?
Exactly.
Like,
right.
Do you feel like something was missing in your relationship where you had to bring in somebody else, though?
People ask that all the time. I have to. They used to defend it and say,
we've never brought anyone in. It's just happened. We've not looked for anything. But like, I need this. I'm going to go find it. It's just, you know.
So it's a natural progression.
Yeah, I mean, and when we have tried to find it, it's not there.
Right.
Right.
But But based on what we've just said, that not everyone can fulfill all your needs. Yes, I have to say that when I've been attracted to other people of any gender, because I'm attracted to people of all genders, they give me different things.
Exactly.
So, you know, my relationship with Nicole gives me something Thomas could never give me.
Yeah.
Physically, because she's a woman, I'm attracted to women as well. But
right.
mentally, like, we have such an intimate mental kind of connection, don't we? We know each other, like, in a deep way that probably don't think many people know me as well. So
obviously, there's so much more that goes on behind the scenes of the way that women and men both think. So I feel like being a bisexual woman, having both partners of either sex is, like, almost this happy equilibrium that sort of, like, vibrates between, especially our relationship.
Yeah.
But I still feel like, and that's the issue for me, is that I still feel like the draw is sexual. Am I missing something?
So definitely sex is a part of it, but it's not the first thing. So I can see someone, like, Nicole is absolutely beautiful to me, but if she opened her mouth and I didn't, like, connect with her on the way that I did, nothing would happen for me from the waist down. Like, I wouldn't be attracted to her.
We started out, let's go to a sex party. This is soulless.
Yeah.
This is like...
This is so cold.
Yeah, you know, from the point we're like, okay, this is not what we need. What are we after? We're like, and we realize it's connection.
Right.
We need connection.
The difference, Gan, that we were trying to explain before. Being swingers versus having a polyamorous... You want to feel connected.
There's a difference between a romantic relationship and a sexual relationship.
Yes.
When I'm talking to people about polyamory, they automatically go to that space of, like, it's so sex-oriented, when not all the time it has to be like that.
I would actually say in polyamory, it would have to be more than just sex, because then you could just go swing.
Yeah.
There's so many other communities in which you can just go, and, I mean, it's a plethora.
It's less complicated.
Yeah. Way less complicated.
It's an intimacy thing. Yeah. Like, intimacy doesn't have to be sexual.
No.
It can be so much deeper than that. And I feel that within an open or ethical non-monogamous relationship, that is the grounding force that we all feel.
Mm.
And that's probably what draws us together more than anything.
And I think intimacy, it's such a nourishment for the soul.
Mm.
When you can have really special connections with people, whether it's sexual or not, when you can intimately connect with someone, whether it's intellectual, whether it's emotional, whether it's sexual, however, it does have a certain nourishment and brings a certain vibrancy to the spirit.
And
you know?
That's what humans are made for. Like, our brains are wired for connection and for community. And when we cut off those connections of, like, oh no, like, I'm only supposed to love one person.
Yeah,
like, that's the way it's supposed to be. That can make some people really depressed and sad and not even know why that's happening to them.
Yeah.
So do you deal with bouts of jealousy sometimes?
We haven't within this relationship.
I think the reason our relationship works so well is at the point that we met Nicole had experiences with couples, and because she's so incredibly bi, I think there's a spectrum, and it's right in the middle, you know? Like, it's a very balanced relationship in that respect, because she has needs equally on both sides that are met in the physical way, and then on the mental, intellectual way as well. It was working really well for me, the same thing.
It seems like to me that there's such a beautiful connection between the two women.
Yeah.
I know if I was in a polyamorous relationship, I don't think I would want to be sexual with her, but she would have to be my sister.
Yeah.
Like, we would have to have a connection of our own.
Yeah.
And it seems like you two have a connection that you share that feeds into you, which then can also feed into him, and then
this
he's able
work
to give you...
If, like, me and Nicole together and these two didn't get along, like, I wouldn't be happy.
Right.
You know what? The statistics that say that this is so many people are in these kinds of... I can't see that happening. No, seriously, because I'm saying that because this right here just seems rare to me.
Right.
That you would be able to find someone that is that in alignment.
I mean, it's one of the things that I actually appreciate about polyamory is that it's an alternative in regards to relating and can exclude infidelity.
We can never cheat on each other.
Yeah, exactly.
We can never be dishonest about anything. It's like it's all on the table.
And that, to me, is beautiful.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, that's what you want.
Mm-hmm.
You want honesty, you want transparency, you want what's real.
And that's part of your rules and boundaries.
Absolutely.
And you're never going to get around looking at someone and being like, oh, that's always going to happen.
Yeah.
That's human nature.
Yeah. Just be honest about it.
Just be honest about it.
Thomas and Kathy have a 7-year-old son. How does he...
He just sees a bigger family. We ease Nicole in.
He clocked it first. He's
kids
really
be...
into it.
First time I explained it to him, he was like, yeah, I know. Okay.
Right. I feel like he always put Nicole on a pedestal, and the reason I think that happened is because he could tell that I had like a love for her that went beyond the love I have for other women who I'm close to, and obviously Thomas had a love for her as well. So he just picked up on that. So like where I would like cuddle and kiss Nicole when she arrived at the house, and Thomas would too. Like although it wasn't like a sexual thing, it was very obvious. He could pick up on that. So
For me, it was so important to sit down and listen to you guys because I try to be open-minded about things, but it's really hard. But then when you sit down and listen to you all and I see how you all interact, now I understand what you're talking about when you're talking about the shared intimacy, the shared commitment. It goes beyond the physical.
Absolutely.
And that's what I wasn't getting. I was like, this is just like, that's they should just swing and be done. Like, what is all of this?
Do you think maybe with this understanding, your marriages may have been more successful?
No, I don't. I don't think that was ever really the issue.
I thought I converted you.
No. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, you didn't.
I'm sorry. No, you haven't converted me.
Like, you might have converted me and Willow. Me and Willow might be converted at this table. Let's get the fishbowl. Wow. This is the fishbowl. We got questions. Let me tell you. Listen.
That's what I thought.
Yes. So I'm going to give this to you, but you guys are our guests. You go first.
Question for the thruple. How do you deal with onlookers? Do they bother you?
Good question.
I'd say no.
I would say we enjoy it.
How do other men, when they see you and when you talk to other your friends, like, and you have a wife and a girlfriend, like they're like,
they're like, how do you do it, man?
Yeah, they're like, oh, you're living the dream. Yeah. Like, and I hate the kind of, oh, yeah, you well done, you did it. And it's like, I hate it because it's like, you know, it's not all roses. Yeah. It's hard work. And
it's hard work.
No, I'm not doing it to be like, oh, look at me.
Right.
Because of the sex. It's nothing to do with it. And that's what men think it is.
Yeah. Let me tell you, that's some hard work.
Yeah. And like, I'm sure if they really think about it, they're like, why are you doing that to yourself?
Nicole from Seattle, Jada and Gammy, have you ever been interested in being in a thruple? Hell yeah.
Hell no.
Jada.
A thruple. Oh. You know what? I could do a thruple. I could.
Would it be sexually intimate?
I could probably be romantically engaged with somebody else, but I can only have sex with one person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
I'm sexually monogamous, but I definitely could be romantically poly.
I think also...
maybe if I was back in the day. You know what I mean? But today... I can't. I could have only one.
Would it be you and two guys, or would it be you and a girl?
Well, it would probably have to be a quadruple.
Okay.
Okay.
I can see that.
You want it equal?
Yes. Oh, yeah. It would have to be equal.
It's harder to run a quadruple, I have to say, just because it's like a table with four legs. One leg goes and the whole thing goes down.
I actually have a question for Willow. If you were in an open relationship or a thruple, how would you see the dynamics of the genders?
I love men and women equally.
Yeah.
And so I would definitely want one man, one woman. I feel like I could be polyfidelitous with those two people.
Yeah.
I'm not the kind of person that is constantly looking for new sexual experiences. I focus a lot on like the emotional connection. Mm-hmm. And I feel like if I were to find two people of the different genders that I really connected with and we had a romantic and sexual connection, I don't feel like I would feel the need to try to go find more.
Yeah.
It could be beautiful.
Sarah from Las Vegas. Jada, have you ever had a threesome?
I had a threesome once. I was very, very young.
Was it
like
enjoyable?
early 20s. I didn't like it.
Oh.
Was it awkward? Like it.
First one's always
it
bad.
It just didn't have the level of intimacy, you know, but I tried it once.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, that's not for me. But I would think that if I was in love with two people,
that's another level.
That's another level. I could see enjoying a threesome then, but I was a kid. I was just like, you know, I saw two cute people and they were like, hey, what?
A sexual experiment.
Yeah, it was more of a sexual experience.
It can almost be the other way though. It can almost be like too intense. There's like almost, you love these two people and it's like, it's almost too much sensation. You just like overload. You're like, what?
I can imagine sitting here and listening to you guys. I'm like, well, if I was in love with two people, I'd go for it, you know.
Well, it's like, oh, yeah.
I'm like, oh, no. Are you learning too much about your mother today?
No, I love learning. You guys are awesome.
Yeah, this
was amazing. Thank you for coming. So it was very
Are you enlightened?
Eye opening?
Yeah,
I am enlightened.
Is it different for you, Gam? You got a different outlook on it?
I do. Oh.
I think you understand it more.
I understand
it
better.
I
understand it better. And that's what this is all about.
I just love love, and I just love just sitting here and feeling the love between the three of you.
Yes.
I love love no matter what form it comes in.
Yes, right? Yes. No matter what form.
This right here works for me. I love it. Welcome to the Red Table. We have a beautiful thruple here that is going to talk to us about and help us understand polyamory. So swipe up.
Did you enjoy yourself?
I did, actually. I did. I hope that I wasn't.
You guys have a great rest of the day.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Hey, RTT family. Join our Red Table Talk group on Facebook. Become part of the conversation.
To join the Red Table Talk family and become a part of the conversation, follow us at facebook.com/redtabletalk. Thanks for listening to this episode of Red Table Talk Podcast, produced by Facebook Watch, Westbrook Audio, and iHeartRadio.